Welcome to Magic Moonlog. I am your host, Dawn Marie Franzen, and this is a weekly series looking at the astrological forecast. So sit back and relax, and let's see what the moon and stars will bring us. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Magic Moonlog. So I just want to let you know that I have been loving doing the videos for YouTube, and I've also been doing little snippets on TikTok. So if you get a chance to go over there and check those out, I'm at Witch Magic Podcast. And I just take little snippets of these videos and put them on TikTok and on the shorts on YouTube as well. So it's been a lot of fun doing that. Anyway, we have a lot to cover for this week, so let's get right into it for the Astrocast for March 16 to 22. So on Saturday, today, the 16th, the moon is in its first quarter phase in Gemini, and the moon and Mars trine at 9:02 p.m. On Sunday, March 17, it is St. Patrick's Day. As you may know, St. Patrick is known for banishing pagans and converting the rest of the people to Christianity. So we have a part of Chris's family that celebrate St. Patrick's Day due to their Irish heritage. And, you know, they have a big feast every year, corned beef and cabbage, you know, the whole bit. I do like to wear green, as you can see my nail polish, which clearly needs a touch up. I do like to wear green in honor of the Irish and Ireland, which I hope to visit someday. And I myself have a little bit of Irish heritage. So I wonder if St. Patrick were alive today, would he still banish pagans? I don't know. Or would he be more accepting? So I do know a Catholic priest. He's a friend of ours, and he knows I'm pagan, and we get along just fine. You know, I see him maybe once or twice a year at their gatherings, and we can have a conversation, and it's just fine, you know? I think for the most part, priests do realize that there are many different beliefs out there, all right? They may try to encourage you to join their faith. They might be hopeful that you will. But if you decline, gracefully, of course, I feel like they're more understanding these days. Most of them, anyway. And just so you know, witches do not burn in churches. I've been to many churches, the last time being at my niece's confirmation about a year ago, maybe a little bit longer. And actually, she made her confirmation in the same church where I went to as a kid. I went to CCD classes. I made my first communion and my confirmation there. Yes, I was born and raised Catholic, but not very religiously. We didn't really go to church every Sunday, just really on special occasions such as those and Easter, which is another holiday coming up. So anyway, let's move on with our Astrocast. So we're still on Sunday. The moon and the sun are square at 12:11 a.m. and the moon also enters its second quarter phase. At 12:43, the moon and Neptune are square, and the moon is also void, of course, until 5:40 a.m. when it enters Cancer. The Sun and Neptune are in conjunction at 7:22. By the way, if you've been following along with the YouTube videos, you might notice that I have new images up. I just made all these new images. I kept some of the old ones with the white symbols, but the ones with the black symbols I recently made just to make it a little more cleaner, a little more consistent, and just overall a better image. Okay. So where was I? Let's see. At 8:42, the moon and Pluto are quincunx. The moon and Venus trine at 7:55 p.m. On Monday, the moon and Saturn are trine at 4:29 a.m. At 9:24, the moon and Jupiter sextile. At 10:29, the moon and Mercury square off. The moon and Uranus sextile at 8:20 p.m. On Tuesday, March 19, happy Ostara! So I recently did an episode about Ostara. I mean, it had other subjects in there as well, as, you know, journaling and all that. So I'm not going to get into it on here, but feel free to go back one episode and check it out if you haven't done so already. So today is also International Astrology Day. Yay! This day started in 1993 by the Association for Astrological Networking, and it's always celebrated during the spring equinox. So moving on, the moon and Mars are quincunx at 10:20 a.m. At 10:30, the moon and Neptune trine. At 2:52 p.m., the moon is trine with the sun and is void, of course, until 3:33 p.m., that's a power number, when it enters Leo. The moon and Pluto are in opposition at 6:49. The sun enters Aries at 11:06. Happy birthday, Aries! I'm so happy to be in Aries. My birthday is next month. So Aries is a masculine sign and is ruled by Mars. Aries is also a cardinal sign. Strengths include determination and ambition. Impulsiveness is a weakness. And trust me, I know, because I can't even begin. I can go on and on about the many times that I've made impulsive choices. So yeah, there we go. It totally fits. It's the first sign in the zodiac, so it rules the first house, and the element is fire, and the color is red. So on Wednesday, the moon and Venus are quincunx at 1:13 p.m. At 4:02, the moon and Saturn are quincunx. At 9:35, the moon and Jupiter square off. On Thursday, the moon and Mercury are trine at 5:57 a.m. The moon and Uranus square at 8:07. The sun and Pluto are sextile at 4:03 p.m. Venus and Saturn are in conjunction at 7:09. The moon and Neptune are quincunx at 10:42. On Friday, the moon is in opposition with Mars at 2:34 a.m. and is also void until it enters Virgo at 3:42. The moon and Pluto quincunx at 7:09. The moon and the sun quincunx at 8:30. Mars enters Pisces at 7:47 p.m. So there is a lot going on, and I sometimes find that, I guess it might be my ADHD and my hyperness, I kind of get through it really quickly. So I hope that you guys are understanding everything that I'm saying. So anyway, for this week, don't be surprised if this weekend you find something exciting, okay? You may also be a little impressionable and have an active imagination. You could experience some emotional upheavals. At the beginning of the week, you may feel worried about any accomplishments you are trying to make. As long as you are patient, you can achieve them. You may experience directness, friendliness, and ease with the opposite sex. Your head may be full of daydreams. Midweek will be a great time to examine any repressed emotions. you could reach decisions near the end of the week, and you could experience eccentric behavior. Reach out to community groups and make party plans with friends and family. You may experience high energy, and this would also be a great time for self-examination. So when Mars is in Pisces, which is on Friday, you may find yourself being a more generous lover. And keywords are compassion and emotion. All right. And that is the Astrocast. Oh, and of course, celebrate Ostara. Magic Moonlog is sponsored by Life Changing Energy. They've got yoga outfits and all kinds of other clothing, jewelry, and healing tools. Take an online course. I took my course with Vicki Gold and am now a certified crystal and chakra healer. Please visit lifechangingenergy.com and use the promo code MAGIC7. That's magic with a K, number 7, for 7% off your purchase. And now back to the show. All right, so let's get on with the spell of the week. And this is for Monday Magic. And hopefully you guys follow along on the Facebook page because I kind of give a heads up as to the items you will need for the spell of the week. So it kind of gets you prepared if you plan on doing the spell of the week. So this one is for March 18, which is Monday. And the color of the day is silver. And the incense of the day is clary sage. Monday, Monday. Like you really wanted to hear me sing, right? I love that Mamas and Papas song. Anyway, this day begins during the period of the waxing moon. Traditionally, Monday was the start of the work week, but now the world clock runs 24/7. People work remotely thanks to technology, and a person's workday can end or begin at any time of the day or night. This spell will help boost your Monday energy. You will need a white candle, Florida water to cleanse your candle, a fireproof candle holder, a clock, and this can be a digital image, a printed image, or a watch, a lighter or matches, and a place where you will not be disturbed. Upon arising, wipe the candle upward and then downward with Florida water. Allow it to dry and place it in the holder. Light the candle and hold your clock image or watch in your hand. Say, on this Monday, I charge my time to be sacred and all mine. I move through the hours of time and space with love and patience and a little grace. Extinguish the candle when done. And this is written by Naja Lightfoot. All right, so, and if you follow along on the Facebook page, I do post the spell of the week on there as well. I post it on Saturday morning, a few hours after the episode airs. All right, so, Everyday Spells card. I should make up a theme song for this, right? I don't know. Anyway, this is for reversing negativity. You'll need 1 pinch of dried basil, 1 pinch dried rose petals, 1 pinch dried lavender, 1 dried bay leaf, 1 pinch dried rosemary, 10 drops eucalyptus oil, and 1 mixing bowl. This spell works well to break a hex or to remove negativity. This spell will give you love and protection. I just want to pause for a second and let you know that I recently just did a cleansing spell on myself, which was way long overdue. I did it nice and simple. It was just, I lit my candle and I used sage to cover my body, you know, just going around and asking for all the negativity to be lifted and away from me. And then if any hexes or curses are on me, to get those away too. And I felt so much better after doing so. I actually took quite a bit to sit there and do it because I wanted to make sure it was all out. I had been dealing with a lot of negativity in the past several months, I was in a really toxic environment, which I'm out of now. And not bad-mouthing anything or anything to do with what happened, but I had all this negativity around me and I had to get rid of it. So I might even, you know, even though I did that and I felt much better, this is also a really good spell. So, you know, and I just want to say that I feel like you should probably do something like this once a month. You know what I mean? Or maybe once a season, at least. Because if you let it go for too long, like I did, it's not good. It is not good. I was ready to lose my mind. Let me just put it that way. My mental health was at risk. And so be mindful of that, okay? That is just my plea to you, is just be mindful of how you're feeling. Listen to your body, listen to your brain, listen to your heart, and make sure that you're caring for yourself, because this is the first time in my life where I'm actually focusing on me. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, before I get too emotional about that, let me move on with this. I'm sorry. All right, so combine all the ingredients in the bowl and run a bath, adding the mix and bathe for 20 minutes. Take a deep breath and focus on your intentions. Once done, gather the mix from the bath and bury it away from where you live. If you can't go far, simply flush it down the toilet. All right, so as usual, I do post these on the Facebook page as well, and that'll be on there. Another thing I want to add about negativity and the spell that I did on myself, I do have a Patreon and a Ko-fi page where if you become a member and you join one of my tiers, you will have access to more personal experiences, meaning that sometimes you get behind the scenes looks. You might get little bits and pieces of me working and my bloopers that I end up editing off the show, and readings, you know, things like that. One of the things that I do have on there is a couple of my own personal spells, which can be the ones that can be used generally for anybody. Okay. And this reversing negativity spell and cleansing spell that I just recently did on myself, I will post on there and you will have access to it if you join on there. So there is that. Okay, so moving on to the Oracle. I'm using the Amy Brown Fairy Wisdom Oracle, which is one of my favorite decks. I mean, I love my Oracle cards. I really do. I have 5 decks of cards that I'm actively using. And I could just, you know, that is a collection, I guess, because a lot of people, they might only use one deck. You know what I mean? They might get one deck of Oracle cards and just use that. And the same with tarot. You know, you might use one tarot set. But once you get more into it and you realize, especially with Oracle, because they're always so different, you know what I mean? Everyone has different views on them and everything as to what they mean and everything. So that's why I like to collect them, because I like all the different types. You know, like my Green Witch focuses on like herbs and plants and stuff. And like this one focuses on fairies. I have ones for dragons, one for the moon. So yeah, it just depends on what types of things that you like. You know what I mean? I might as well shuffle while I'm talking to you, right? So we can get the reading done. Anyway, I could have a whole collection of Oracle cards. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes they might not resonate with you. You could work with them. You could do a cleansing on them and re-cleanse them just to see if they would work for you. And if they don't, that's fine. That's fine. Move on to another one. You know what I mean? Oracle, I find, is very nice. I love it when a card jumps out. So what I was saying before I read this card, Oracle, I find, I don't want to say simple because, you know, some people do have trouble following it along, but to me, it's more simple than tarot. It's just guidance, you know what I mean? It doesn't really tell your future, but it kind of guides you towards where you need to be, depending on what you're asking, you know, the Oracle cards. You know, the Great Oracle, you know thyself, you know, things like that. So anyway, this is interesting because I drew the Winter card, or actually it jumped out. And I find it interesting because it's the end of winter and we're just talking about getting into spring. So let's see what this means. All right. Keywords, or the keyword is rejuvenation. Winter is part of the transformation of life within the great cycle, the dormancy of nature and all that dwells on earth. You may feel like pulling into your ruby cave and being alone with yourself in spirit. It is time to observe your inner workings and to work with the great mysteries of life. Change is in the air, but before it can manifest, you must rest up for the activity of the spring. See? There we go. This is a time to gather your energies to you. This card is saying that you are almost ready for the next phase of life. But before you step into it, you must rest and hibernate in winter's cave, knowing you are safe and warm within the earth. You have come far on your journey. Let the fairies guide you to that place of rest. For every activity, you need a corresponding repose. This will keep you in balance as you continue on your path. This is a time of regeneration. Take care of yourself. What was I just talking about? This can be taking the time to watch a good movie, read a book, do a hobby, meditate, go for a walk in a winter wonderland, or take a blissful nap. I love all of those. Whatever feels right and peaceful to you. Give yourself permission to rest and to rejuvenate. It is a basic need. Observe dogs and cats. See how many hours a day they sleep. Preparation time is just as important as the trip itself. Without proper preparation, one does not get very far. And there's a chant. Spirit of winter, wrap me in the warmth and contentedness of life at rest. Bring to me the knowledge that I am housed in spirit. No matter what goes on in the world outside, I am in harmony within my heart. Winter's chill cannot find me. I gladly accept this period as my time for rejuvenation. I choose to suspend myself in the radiance of winter's light. Warm and peaceful and brilliant is my journeys within. So be it. And it says, make a paper snowflake today. So how fun is that? So yeah, even though it said winter, it does give a message of getting ready for the spring and getting ready for that next chapter, you know, moving on. So yeah, that was really awesome. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a very magical week. If you like this episode or show, please consider going over to Apple or Spotify to give me a rating and review. It will really help with the algorithm of the show. Share with your friends and follow me at Witch Magic on Instagram. You can also join us on the Witch Magic Facebook group. If you would like to support the show even more, you could check out my Patreon and Ko-fi pages and join the tier of your choosing and budget for extra perks, as well as helping me maybe get a cup of tea. Thanks, everyone.